You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. I'm your host, Zara J. Today we are talking about how to stop feeling uncertain and improve your relationships and how one nurse is doing it. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. We are in the middle of a launch period. If you haven't already, you can book a call at captivatingcourtship.com/apply, and you apply to coaching and you apply to be a part of the program. We are closing doors for enrollment July the 1st. We have opened up a few spots just for women who are ready to move their love life forward. They're ready to get their game plan. They're tired of letting things come naturally, and they are ready to learn how to court like a captivating queen, how to court for commitment and be able to increase their pool of options and quickly and easily spot and identify a commitment ready man so they can court him with intention and know how to do it. Those of you who aren't familiar, I utilize my matchmaking experience, my relationship coaching experience, and I bottled that up into my 6-step process of Captivating Courtship Code. And that's what you receive when you join the coaching community. So if this is something that you're ready for, you're tired of going through the same experiences, you are ready to learn how to change the part of your life, and you're not waiting to get to that breaking point. You know, so many women, they wait until things are completely in a rut in their love life, or they wait until years and years and years and years have gone by before they finally decide, okay, I need some help. Okay, I'm ready to fix this. You don't have to do that. You can be proactive. I truly, truly admire all the women in the program who decide to be proactive and intentional about working on this area of their life, but especially those women who are like young, like in their 20s or their early 30s, who are taking a hold of this part of their life early, learning how to attract men, learning how to attract commitment, how to court for commitment, how to identify the right partners for them early. Nothing wrong. Of course, I truly 100% value the women who are some of my more mature clients who are in the program as well. Of course, absolutely 100%. And I actually really value that they allowed themselves to be vulnerable enough to seek support and seek help. But it's definitely, you know, it's definitely empowering and very exciting when you see young women taking this step and trying to figure it out earlier on in life instead of reactively later in life. Whenever you get the information, whenever you get the jewels, it's always a benefit, regardless of when you're able to make that happen, whenever it works for you. But it's definitely some advantages of going into the game with a clear mindset instead of waiting until, you know, you've come in and out the game, been traded a couple times, left the game, retired, came back, you know, and now deciding to learn how to play. So definitely some benefits. But anyway, so today we're talking about putting an end to feeling uncertain and improving your relationships. And I wanted to break down one of the women in the coaching community. Not going to say her name today just because we do try our best to practice client confidentiality. However, she has done some testimonial emails. And if you go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply, you can listen to many of the testimonials there. Not all of them are there, but you can listen to some testimonials there if you are interested in hearing some testimonials. But this is one of the women who she has done a testimonial call before. But I want to break down some things that I've observed with her in her time of coaching over the last 12 months now. At the time when she did her original testimony, I think she only been in coaching for maybe 2 months at that point in time. So now it's about a year later. And, you know, she's a mother of two. She's a nurse. She's been divorced before, which means she's been married before. In her early 30s, beautiful woman, very smart woman, charismatic, like just super dynamite. But when she first joined coaching, part of the reason why she joined coaching was because a few patterns that she had. So at the time, she had the trophy pattern, the sexual pattern. I think those were the main two patterns for her. And if you're not familiar with your passion attraction prototypes, you didn't attend the workshop, make sure that you register for our next workshop. You go to captivatingcourtship.com to apply for our next workshop. I want to say our next masterclass, the next live masterclass will be August 13th or 15th, maybe. I don't have the date in front of me right now, but the next masterclass will be in August. So if you haven't watched that masterclass, make sure that you go sign up for that and claim your seat. Tickets for that are only $47 for the live workshop, 3-hour training, Q&A, and you can access 72-hour access to the replay. We cover a lot in that 3-hour time frame. So if you missed it the last time, make sure that you register for our next class. You can register and claim your seat now. But for her, she had those two main prototypes, the sexual prototype and the trophy prototype. So when you have these two prototypes, I always say that the sexual pattern is one of the hardest ones to break because it's not just mental and emotional like many of the other patterns are. There's a heavy physical component to it. So you're having to put in work on setting boundaries and learning how to court different, not just internally, but externally as well. And this is a common pattern and prototype. And there are several women in the coaching community who have this prototype. And I always assume that there are probably more that have this prototype that won't admit it. And I give so much credit to those who can admit that this is part of their struggle, is feeling, trying to figure out how to balance their sexuality in their engagements with men or during courtship. And that doesn't necessarily mean having sex, right? Like, because that could be sexting. It could be sending suggestive pictures. It could be not knowing how to set boundaries around your sexuality. It could be moving too fast physically. Like, there could be the type of conversation. It could be a lot of things that not knowing how to really set boundaries with it. And then you have these experiences, you have these moments, and then you end up regretting them. And then they create these wounds. And then you find yourself in these cycles of hot and cold relationships, or maybe even ghosting, or getting really early attached because now you feel attached to this person because you've had some type of sexual change. And I said that could be as small as just like, you know, some type of really sexually suggestive text messages that were sent. And now you feel some shame and guilt, or like maybe that is where your worth is and that you have to use your sexuality in order to attract, manipulate, coerce a man into wanting you or commitment. Like you have to use your sexuality. Now don't get me wrong. I don't want any woman to feel sexually embarrassed, sexually ashamed, or feel like there's not power in your sexuality, because it absolutely is. But you also want to make sure that you're finding balance and that you're not putting your worth into your sexuality. So you have that component of that prototype. And then you also have like the trophy pattern. The trophy pattern is the number one pattern that we work with in coaching, because I work with high achieving women, ambitious women, women who are very smart, you know, successful women who are striving to make some amazing accomplishments in life. And they often show up with the trophy pattern when they're dealing with men. And just to kind of make a long story short with those who have the trophy pattern, they tend to experience a lot of relationship anxiety, a lot of projecting their worth onto their partners, and several other things. So in this case, with this particular woman in the case study, when she first came into coaching, she really struggled with these things. And this was a little bit of a challenge for her to break as she first started working through the coursework process and working through the curriculum and showing up to calls and engaging in the coaching community. The first 2 months, which is usually when people have like some major shifts and breakthroughs in that first 2 months, they usually have a strong decrease in their relationship anxiety. They have a lot of clarity on what they've been doing, what they need to be doing differently. So if you listen to her testimony, she will say, like, I don't feel any more anxiety whatsoever when it comes to the coursework process. And that is true. And that usually happens between the 4 to 8 week mark during coursework, or during the Captivating Coursework Coaching Program, after they've been working through the modules, participating in class, asking questions in the community, and learning from the other women. That's such the benefit of being in a coaching community, is that you do get the opportunity to learn from other women. There's so much just not being told to you when it comes to your friends, your family members, when they talk about either their dating or courtship experiences or their relationship experiences. People don't always tell you the real, okay? People don't always share with you full details. They don't always talk about the emotional ups and downs that they go through, the challenges that they experience. You don't always get to see what's behind the scenes. And when you're in a community like the Captivating Coursework group coaching community, you get to see the behind the scenes part of what courtship actually entails, what people actually are experiencing. You get to see the behind the scenes of what it's like for me as a relationship coach or a matchmaker, for me to be able to bring that information to you of, look, this is what works. This is what doesn't work. This is the mindset. Don't process it like this. This is the energy you need to show up with. You know, this is what you don't want to do. And being able to really see what goes on behind in this world, in the whole world of relationships. So as I was saying, so she experienced the major shifts and everything in the first 2 months, but then she went through a period, right? And I like to believe that a lot of my clients start to get like frustrated or annoyed, even with me, between like the 3 to 6 month mark. I like to say there's a good 3 month time frame that many of them feel frustrated with me. I don't know if she did go through this. I don't know. But I like to say that because that's oftentimes will pick up on energy. And not that they are like mad at me. It's not mad at me, but they get like just frustrated with the process of like, I don't want to have to keep going through this. I don't want to keep doing that. Why isn't this working yet? Why aren't things shifting? And that's just part of the process, right? And I know this. So as a coach and as someone that's in that community, I already know, like, you know, what to expect, what's the different phases that people are going to go through, what's the internal struggles they're going to go through, what's the external struggles that they're going to go through. So I already know what to anticipate when people are going through their transition and growing through their growth process. And that's the reason why we have a 12-month container, a 12-month program for the women to join, because when you first come in, you know, you have a bunch of stuff that you have to work through. So you go from that, you start making your shifts and your changes, and you're activating your game plan and your meeting plan, and you're looking at your list and you're seeing if there's alignment, and you're learning how to, you know, set boundaries. Like, you're going through all these things, learning how to court differently. And then you're going to be in a process where, like, you're meeting lots of different men and it may not be fully clicking as you want. Or some women come into the program already courting a man, and they're already kind of like in a relationship, or, you know, they enter the program already seeing someone that they're really interested in, but they want to make sure that they navigate this differently. And then some of them are going to have a hard time staying on code for commitments, implementing the information, because there's already an attachment to that man, which we really talk a lot about like not attaching to the man and how to not do that. But, you know, so they'll go through a good 3 or 4 month bout where they are feeling frustrated, but it's not frustrated with me. It's frustrated that like things aren't shifting as quickly as they wanted to. And then around 8 months or so, there's another major shift usually. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon. And around 8 months, that's when something finally starts to click for many women, where they start to notice that their mindset shifts, their energy shifts, the types of men that they're attracting, the type of experiences that they're creating, all the things that they have been digesting over the last 8 months of coaching starts to just flip. It starts to really register. And that's for those who are committed. Now, if you haven't been doing the work and you're not showing up and, you know, you're not committed to the process, you're not asking questions, you're not engaging, you're not getting on calls, like you're doing a bare minimum, then it's going to take you longer to get through the process. I know the difference between those who are really committed to doing the work and taking action, and they're participating and they're learning and they're engaging and they're following the steps, they're following the blueprint. I know the difference between those who do that and those who don't. And I can tell who's going to be able to attract commitment faster than others, very much so by just observing the women in the program. But for those who do the work, you know, they get to the 8 months and then they get to this spot, right? So going back to the beginning. So in the beginning, when she first joined coaching and she was struggling with these prototypes and struggling with these patterns, part of the mindset and part of the struggles that she was dealing with was being in a space of believing that she had to prove that she was worthy, prove that she was enough, you know, use her sexuality as a source of power in order to, you know, that's actually the masculine, right? So when a woman's using her sexuality in order to manipulate, and I'm not saying this in like a negative way, like a bad person, but you know, when you can throw your weight around a little bit, you understand what is going to be able to get you leverage in a relationship or in a courtship. It is a form of manipulation, whether you like it or not, right? That's just what it is, which is fine. Not fine, but it's fine, right? So being in a space of using your sexuality to attract commitment, or attempting, hoping that that will attract commitment, being in a space of trying to prove that you're good enough or not feeling like you're good enough, and really putting these men on pedestals. And that happens a lot. And either you're putting that man on a pedestal or you're putting the idea of commitment on a pedestal. And when you put something on a pedestal, you lower your own. And that really creates a lot of leverage in the other person's power, and understanding how to maintain that balance and really be able to be in your worth, right, during courtship, and how to communicate your worth, communicate your value, and how to court with intention is a game changer for most women. Mega, mega game changer. But when you're in this space, right, the space that's just mentioned and with these different pattern types and these different prototypes, The thing is that you end up creating deeper wounds within yourself. So then you end up creating like these really deep emotional wounds that once you go through an experience and you experience rejection, or you experience ghosting, or you experience this hot and cold pool, and then all of a sudden this man just breaks it off and now you feel abandoned. Years and years and years of this and going through lots of cycles of this will create really, really deep wounds emotionally. Will create really deep wounds when it comes to your self-worth. It'll create huge, huge wounds around disbelief about if you can even attract commitment, or if you can attract a marriage or a partner, or how come men never commit to you, is what is wrong with you? Why is it that you're not worth being committed? Why is that men never commit to you or you never choose you? Why is it that all these other women are good enough to commit to, and what are you doing wrong? Or why aren't you enough, right? Or maybe you were courting this man for a long period of time, but he wouldn't fully commit, or he wouldn't marry you, or whatever that was. So then it makes you really, really question, why aren't I enough? Why wasn't I good enough for him to take these steps? Why wasn't I good enough for him to commit to? And the thing with that is that there's a few things that's going on, okay? So in the situation, like this particular situation with this particular client, she really needed to close the gaps on understanding how to show up and communicate her authentic value, really understanding what that is and how to show up in that and how to communicate that to a man so that he understands the value and he wants to commit, right? She also had to really close the gaps in understanding how to navigate courtship. This is really important, and a lot of women feel really clueless about how to go about this process, or they'll feel like it's a lot of work. It's so draining. It's a lot of work. And if you feel like courtship or dating is a lot of work, that means you're doing it wrong. Let me repeat that. And I just did a coffee chat in our group. Every Monday, I go live directly in our coaching community and do a call with them. But I just went really deep into detail about this. But if you feel like courtship or dating is a lot of work, then you're doing it wrong. As a woman, you're doing it wrong, okay? It requires effort, but it shouldn't feel like work. So we had to close the gaps on that and making sure that she understood how to court for commitment, okay? And then the other thing, well, one of the other things that we really had to work on was making sure that she understood who to attract and how to identify that with clarity. You can save so much heartbreak. You can save so much time if you understand how to identify a commitment-ready man from the beginning. And there's a checklist that we provide for every single woman in the program, along with your game plan that tells you what to look for, how to figure out if you're aligned with that partner, what steps to take. But when you understand what a commitment-ready man looks like from the beginning, it helps you to be able to identify who to give your energy to and how much energy to give those men. Okay? So helping her to get clarity on what to look for, on who the right men for her, how to assess if a man's commitment ready, how to go about the first 90 days of courtship is really where the gaps need to close. And she was already a dynamite woman, already beautiful, already a great mom, already accomplished, you know, already has so much going on for herself, great at conversation, very intelligent, like just already a dynamite woman. But that didn't mean, because she was dynamite in all these other areas of her life, that she understood the mindset and how to be dynamite when it came to her love life. So in the Captivating Courtship Code, which I have a six-step process, my six-step blueprint that I created from my years in matchmaking to teach women how to attract compatible men and court for commitment. In this process, the two steps that she really had to focus on was steps 2 and 4, okay? Step 2 is like our worth module, teach you about the captivating queen mindsets and energies and, you know, how you need to show up in your worth, how to create a lifestyle around that, just really understanding the captivating queen aspect, the identity that you need to take on and how to shift that. For some women, that's where one of their biggest gaps may be, how you're viewing yourself, how you're showing up in your mindset when it comes to courtship and relationships. And then the other module that she really had to, implement was module 4, which is where you start understanding how to court for commitment, how to navigate the process. This is important. How to navigate this process can really, really make or break your experiences, your wounds, what you're feeling, so that you're not sabotaging your happiness, you're not sabotaging your love life. And I really want that for you, okay? So now, where is she at right now? So right now, she is still, courting men who want to commit to her. She's been on the fence about making that decision. She's going back and forth about committing to at least one or two of the men, trying to make a decision on who's going to be the best fit for her. But here's something that's even more special. One of the men, I think two out of the three, but definitely a strong one out of those three, has been putting a lot of pressure on her, to commit. He really wants to be with her. He really has been pursuing her, showing up, just making sure he goes out of the way to be consistent in his actions. But here's the thing. I absolutely love that she got to a point of not wanting to rush the commitment. And this is important. It was even this step was even important for another woman in the program, Sada, who just got married. And her being in a space of understanding how to stay on code for commitment for her. So one thing that we teach in the Captivating Courtship Coaching Program is that you need to create your code for commitment. Okay, you need to create your own courtship code. Now, I'm giving you all the elements to understand the actions and the mindsets and what to look for so that you can do it. But even in that, you have to tailor it to you. Right? But here are all the elements that you need to succeed. So I love to see women who in the past would have navigated courtship very differently, maybe rushed, maybe felt a lot of stress, maybe tried to control the outcome, maybe being very attached to the outcome, maybe having the feeling that they need to secure the man very early on because they don't want to miss out. They have this fear of missing out or this fear of being abandoned. And it's really stepping into that captivating queen energy where they understand how to be discerning about commitment and understanding how to navigate this process with confidence without being super attached to a particular man. And it takes a lot of work to get there. I really truly believe that it takes a lot of work to get there as a woman. But once you get there and you're there, it's like magic, okay? That's when courtship becomes fun. That's when, understanding the energy and the mindsets of how to engage with these men becomes easy. That's where you being discerning becomes a lot, lot easier. And you can truly, truly attract the quality relationship and the type of commitment that you want for yourself. And I want that for you too, okay? So, doors to the Captivating Courtship Code Group Coaching Program are temporarily open. We have like a crack. We're going through a little crack in enrollment and letting a few women in. We have a few more spots left. And this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to join a beautiful collective of women who are looking to meet the right type of men for them, women who are courting the right types of men for them, and women who just got married. Okay, this gives you the opportunity to be able to learn from an experienced matchmaker, from someone who has created a blueprint for you, how to court for commitment, how to navigate courtship. Okay, doors closed July 1st. All you have to do is complete the application. And then once you get on the call, we'll talk about where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 and what exactly the next 12 months and what exactly is holding you back. And if you seem like a great fit for the program, then we'll talk about all the details about coaching and I'll extend the invite to you to join the coaching program. Now, just giving you a heads up, it is an investment in order for you to join coaching, but I want you to also consider how much time is valuable to you. How much your time is valuable to you. Are you willing to focus on your love life for the next 12 months to get a way different outcome than if you would be continuing to do it on your own? Way different outcome than what you had in the last 12 months? And you understand exactly what you need to be doing in order to move your love life forward faster. Okay, I'm taking 6 years now, 6 years of working in the relationship industry, and I bottled that all up into my coaching program. Imagine if you were saving 6 years off your life. 6 years off your love life, 6 years of time wasted. How much further along would you be right now? The doors to the program close July 1st, okay? Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/apply, complete the application. Book your call. Do not just complete the application. You still have to schedule a call. Once you schedule a call, you're going to get a red flag assessment. You take the red flag assessment. And then when we get on a call, we'll talk about where you are, where you want to be, and what's holding you back. And then we'll see if coaching is the next best fit for you. We have 3 more spots left open for this temporary crack in enrollment. Enrollment closes July 1st. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com to apply. On the next episode, we are going to be talking about why believing money problems blocks relationships is causing you hardship. So we're going to be diving into that. This is a belief that so many women have, that their money problems, their status, their education, their career, any of those things are causing major blocks and why they can't attract a partner and why having that type of mentality is actually causing you a lot more problems in your mind, in your love life than the money problems or the, you know, career problems that you're actually experiencing. So I'll talk to you in the next episode. See you soon. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code. Hey, beautiful. If you are listening to this podcast episode, I know you are the perfect woman to book a free 30-minute captivating session. Now, on this relationship clarity call, we're going to dive in and get really clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is blocking that from happening. And you're going to walk away with not only some clarity on what's currently going on, but you'll also have some insight on what are the next steps for you to take. Now, this is going to be the perfect call for you if you are a woman who values personal growth and development. Maybe you've already invested in counseling or books or trying to understand exactly what you need to do with your love life, but now you're ready to learn how to take the next step. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's already tried online dating or meeting men through friends and referrals, and that hasn't quite been working, and you're ready for a proven solution that gets you results. This is also going to be a great call for you if you're a woman who's coachable and accountable, and you desire some help and some input on knowing what steps to take, and you're ready to take action. If that sounds like you, then go ahead to CaptivatingCourtship.com/apply and book your free 30-minute captivating session. And I'll be speaking with you soon.